Hi there, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Ugo Chijutomi, the Eagle, your Chief Encouraging Officer, and welcome to the Unleash the Eagle Within You. Remember, this podcast is aimed at encouraging you, equipping you, and helping you unleash your inner strength, your courage that lies within you, your power and purpose. That's why I'm here, and that's the purpose of this podcast. And so, welcome to another amazing episode. We will be going further. Last week, welcomed you back. Most of you noticed that I hadn't been on my favorite speaker, talking to nobody but everybody. But it's so amazing. So welcome back to Unleash the Eagle Within You. I'm so thrilled to have you here for my second episode. And if you're just joining me, this podcast is all about helping you heal, grow, and just uncover the eagle within you. And your eagle is what you have, the power, your essence, your gifts. These are your eagle. And today's episode is about the foundations of healing and understanding emotional wounds. Okay, we're going to be diving into the foundation of healing. What does healing mean? What does it mean to start a healing process? What is it to heal as a woman? What is it to heal as a woman of color, a black woman? What does it mean to say I am healing? And it is a word that's been around, a lot of people using it. It's like a buzzword, but there are deeper layers to this stuff. And that's what I want to talk about and kind of encourage you to begin that healing process. I think that it's so important that we all start the journey of healing. There's so many of us carrying on conscious traumas and wounds that are calling our attention. They're calling us to start getting back to ourselves. So today we'll be diving into the foundation of healing, and specifically we will be exploring the concept of emotional wounds, these healing scars that have shaped us, that have shaped who we are. So much of who we are and how we've moved through life has been through some of these scars. And oftentimes we don't even realize it. A lot of us are walking around with so much pain in our heart that we don't understand why we feel this way, why we're going through the pain. So I want you to know that if you've ever felt stuck, hurt, or unsure why certain patterns keep repeating in your life, then this episode is for you. So stay tuned as we dive into this. Okay, my intention for today is to guide you towards a deeper understanding of who you are, a deeper understanding of the emotional wounds that you're carrying, and what they are. You know, what are these emotional wounds? What are they telling you about yourself? How do they show up? How are they showing up in your life daily? And how can you be more present to them? How can you start the journey of returning back home? And what is it that you can do about it? All right. So what are they? How do they show up? And how they connect to our unconscious patterns? Some of these wounds are connected to our patterns, but they're unconscious. So by the end of this episode, you will have a clearer picture of what might be holding you back and what steps you can take in addressing those wounds. But first of all, what is an emotional wound? What is it that I'm talking about? And why is it important? Emotional wounds are deep psychological scars that result from painful or traumatic experience. Okay, these can include feelings of rejection, abandonment, betrayal, loss, and just unlike physical wounds, emotional wounds are not visible, the most times not visible, but their impact can run so deep into our psyche, and they're quite deeper, sometimes even deeper than physical wounds. if not deeper sometimes. And they run our lives. They run the patterns of our lives. Some of us are carrying intergenerational emotional wounds. We're carrying transgenerational emotional wounds. We're carrying scars that have been passed on to us from our mothers and our fathers, who also carried scars that have been passed down to them from their mothers and their fathers. But when we start observing these patterns, it helps us to course correct things. It helps us to shape who we are and reshape ourselves. So how do they show up in our lives? That's the question that you might be asking. And emotional wounds often manifest in a very subtle way, very, very subtle way, but very powerful way. They dictate our lives. Someone, for instance, might be struggling with self-worth or not feeling enough. Where do you think that's come from? Some of us have fear of intimacy or connections due to past betrayals. We have difficulties setting boundaries, often stemming from fear of rejection or abandonment, and repeating patterns. We're constantly repeating patterns, like always ending up in toxic relationships or pushing people away when they get too close. Anxiety, depression, or even physical symptoms like tension, fatigue, or chronic pain, or all of which can be the body's way of holding on to unprocessed emotion. And so, how can we begin to dive into this? Let me share a story with you, so that you understand. You know, let me just bring a story about this, so it brings it to life. Imagine a child who constantly feels unheard and dismissed by their parents. This child might grow up feeling very invisible or unimportant, and as an adult, they might struggle to express their needs, fearing that they'll be ignored, or they might overcompensate by people pleasing and hoping to gain that validation they never received. This is the ripple effect of emotional wounds, and it runs deep. You know, people pleasing has been one of the things that I had to work on. And that is because that's come from an emotional wound that I wasn't good enough and not feeling satisfied, not feeling like I was good enough. And so people pleasing would show up as a way to get validation from other people. And a lot of us have this symptoms. So I want you to take a moment to think about your own life. Are there patterns that you've noticed, maybe in your relationship, your work, or even the way you talk to yourself? You know, that inner chatter, that inner conversation that we're having with ourselves? What does it sound like? Are you constantly putting yourself down, or do you find that you don't even think about these conversations because you've disassociated with you from yourself, and you're watching yourself from the outside? How does that, how is it? How is it that you are processing? How do you process these things? Are there patterns that you have noticed? Maybe your relationship with your friends, your relationship at work. Just these patterns might be pointing to an emotional wound that's ready to be healed. But that's a good thing, right? Because what we know is what we heal. What we don't know just stays unconscious. So let me share a bit about a psychodynamic perspective. As most of you know, that I'm a psychodynamic psychotherapist in training. But from a psychodynamic perspective, much of what drives our thoughts, our feelings, our behaviors lies beneath the surface in the unconscious mind. And that's the reason why I fell in love with psychodynamic and psychoanalysis. It's about the unconscious. And these things are deep in the unconscious. So emotional wounds often create unconscious patterns, which are essentially our coping mechanisms. They are our defense strategies that we develop to protect ourselves. And these things have helped us, you know, they've worked for us when we were younger. But as we get older, these defenses no longer serve us, and it's time to deal with them. So you might say, what are these defenses or coping mechanisms that I'm talking about? And here are some of the examples that you can begin to think about. A few ways that we might unconsciously protect ourselves from pain of emotional wounds. One of them is denial. When we're refusing to acknowledge the wound even exists because it feels too painful, that's a denial and that's a defense mechanism. We use that to protect ourselves from feeling the pain, from wanting to even start the healing process. Another defense mechanism that we use is projection. Sometimes we're attributing our own feelings and insecurities to others, you know, believing someone doesn't like you when in reality you're struggling to like yourself. It's all about you. It's all about the inner psyche of your mind. What's happening in there? Another defense that we might use is avoidance, distracting yourself from difficult emotions through work, relationships, or even substance use. A lot of us are caught up in this. The last one I'm going to share with you that, you know, we can explore this a bit further, but another one is perfectionism, trying to control everything just to avoid feeling vulnerable or inadequate. We have got to uncover these defenses. We've got to uncover these coping mechanisms to be able to understand the patterns that are running unconsciously. So you might say, how are these patterns holding us back? While these defenses were useful when we first had the wound or when we were younger and they formed as a barrier, they helped us protect ourselves. They can become our barriers to growth and connection as we move through life. For example, avoiding conflict might have kept you safe as a child, right? Because you will feel not safe to speak up to the abuser who could be your parent or your caregiver. But as an adult, it might prevent you from setting healthy boundaries. And boundaries are important, they safeguard us. Right, so healing begins when we bring these patterns into our conscious awareness. Healing begins when we become aware of these patterns. It's like we're shining the light in a dark room, and the light only gets in when we allow it in. Only then can we see what's there and what we need to begin to clear up. Right, so this is why tools like therapy, journaling, mindfulness is so powerful. And that's why, you know, I'm such an advocate for long-term therapy like psychoanalysis and psychodynamic therapy. These therapies allow us to dig deeper. They allow us to begin to uncover these defenses that we've built. And we are very good at building defenses. We are experts. We're very good at them. Right, so they help us explore deeper layers of our psyche with curiosity and compassion. I've got so many ways of exploring this, but I want to share with you some way. I mean, I've talked about, you know, therapy. You know, it's no longer a luxury to be in therapy. It's a necessity at the rate that we're going. And one of the things that I like to advise and, you know, talk to my clients about is therapy is an investment on yourself. All right. So if you want to know more how you can find the right therapist and reach out to me, I have a very good knowledge of the right therapy for you and the right therapist. And I'm also speaking and collecting information on therapists who are culturally aware. Okay, so if you're a black woman or a black man or a person of color, and you're very interested in looking for therapists with cultural awareness and transgenerational trauma or intergenerational trauma, reach out to me. My company has has connections with the right therapist for you, and I could always put you in contact with them. All right. So what practical exercise can you begin to do right now before you start therapy, perhaps you might ask? Some of them will be emotional awareness exercise that I like to call. One of it is journaling for emotional clarity, right? Because journaling is a powerful tool, and you can begin that straight away. You can begin to journal your thoughts. You can begin to journal how you feel. So one of the most effective ways to connect with your emotions and begin to heal is through journaling. That's actual, that you can afford. You can afford to get a book and a pen and begin your journaling process. Before you start therapy, you can start this. Here are some of the prompts that you can begin to engage with to get you started. One of it is, what's a recurring pattern of behavior in my life that frustrates me? Just sit down and think about this. What's a recurring pattern of behavior in my life that frustrates me? What might it be telling me? What might it be trying to tell me? What is this pattern trying to tell me? Another prompt that you can try is, when do I feel most triggered or upset? Can I trace these feelings back to a specific memory or experience? Another prompt that you can try out is, what emotions am I most uncomfortable with and why? A lot of us are very uncomfortable with certain emotions. Why? Why do we fear that emotion the most? Why do we try to suppress that emotion? So remember, journaling is an easy way to begin to explore your emotions. And emotional awareness is an important exercise that begins to help us to engage with that deeper layer of the unconscious. Okay? Journaling doesn't have to be perfect or polished. You know, you could spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or just a few minutes. It's just simply a space to be honest with yourself and let your emotions flow onto the page. If you want to try it again, you can reach out to me, you can email me, and I can give you more prompts that can help you start the journaling. Another exercise that you can try is something that I call a body scan exercise. It's so powerful. It is a connection between your mind and your body, because your mind and body are interlinked and they're constantly communicating between each other, and they can be your best buddies. Your body can give you information that nobody else can, right? So it's a powerful tool that only when used rightly can help you to tap into the information that the body's trying to tell you. All right, so that is a powerful tool. So it helps you to tune into your physical sensation that might be connected to emotional wounds. And how can you do this? All you need to do is find a quiet space to sit or lie down, close your eyes and take deep breaths in, grounding yourself in the present moment and slowly bringing your attention to the different parts of your body, starting with your feet, and then you move upwards. You notice any area in your body that has tension, discomfort, or sensation, and ask yourself, what emotions might this be connected to? Body scan is a powerful tool. When you scan our bodies, we find where these emotions might be locked up. Some of it could be stored in our throat. Some could be stored in our stomach. It could be stored on our legs or in our hands, our feet. They just locked up in different areas of our lives, of our bodies. And that's what this body scan exercise helps you to do, to identify where in your body that you might be feeling any tension, any discomfort or sensation. And just ask yourself, what emotions might this be connected to? Another practice that I love so much and I hold dear to my heart is called the self-compassion practice. It is healing emotional wounds, which requires a foundation of self-compassion. Self-compassion is one of the most powerful tools that we can use. And it's not just feeling pity for yourself. That's not what it is. But it's compassion. Practice speaking to yourself as you would speak to a dear friend. And then notice, when you notice a painful memory or difficult emotion arise, try saying, "It's okay to feel this way. This is part of my healing journey and I'm allowed to take my time." And do take your time. Make sure you allow that to come through, but take your time, right? Emotional work is deep work. Emotional work requires time and it requires compassion. So what have we discussed today? So these are the key takeaways I want you to remember. Emotional wounds are not visible. They are invisible scars, but they shape our lives and how we see ourselves and our world. They are unconscious patterns and defense mechanisms, often developed as a way to protect ourselves from the pain, but also holds us back in our adulthood. Healing with awareness and compassion by bringing these patterns to life and reconnecting with our emotions. I hope you've enjoyed this episode because I really enjoyed just talking to you, believing that somebody's listening to me. And if you love what I've shared today, please reach out. You can contact me on info@ugochijitomi.com or you can reach out to me on my LinkedIn page and my Instagram page, Ugo Chijitomi. In the next episode, I would explore the roles of self-compassion in healing. It is one of the most powerful tools and it's so easy to engage with, and how to start reparenting your inner child. This is really good stuff that we can dive into. This will be a game changer for many of you, so stay tuned. You are on a healing journey with me and I'm hoping that this would only spur you to begin that journey. All right, so I'd like to hear about your experiences of today's exercise, what you loved about it, what you think about it, what insights did you gain. Feel free to share your reflections on social media or send me a message. And don't forget to tag Unleash the Eagle Within You so that we can connect. I can see you and I can connect with you. And remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. It's not a destination. So every step you take only brings you closer to your true self, your ego within you. So be patient with yourself, be kind to yourself, and trust the process because you've got this. All right? I remain your chief encouraging officer, Ugo, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode as we continue our healing together. I love you and I'll see you soon. Stay blessed, stay encouraged. Bye.